The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Oh, would you look who's in front of me now? Harry McCann of Trendster.ie, my Mr. Millennial. He's 20, he's a undergraduate at UCC, and all of that. He tweets incessantly. He has his own website, Trendster.ie. Harry, you're welcome. What is it this time?
It's fair pay, Ivan. Yeah, it's fair pay.
You've been tweeting that no one's paying you or something.
No, my biggest concern at the moment is that as I've spent time at college and as I'm speaking to young people around the country, I'm finding that there's a common trend that companies and big businesses seem to think it's okay not to pay young people for their work. And as you said, I'm a big tweeter and I put this up, and believe it or not, the support has been quite clear in the case that young people aren't being paid for their work, their time, their talent and their expertise. And if it was anybody else, it's the same with the gender equality. It needs to be the same with age equality. We need to be paying people fairly for their time.
Right. And you think you're the first generation or the first people that have ever encountered this issue?
No, we're not, but we might be the first one to speak up about it. I think that's the issue. We've had this discussion a lot about millennials being complaining a lot and giving out about things.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I think actually what we're doing is refusing to sit back and actually saying, you know what, there's something wrong here. It needs to be fixed. The prime example being that we have a sub-minimum wage in Ireland. For under 18s, the minimum wage is 6.86 compared to the actual minimum wage, which is 9.80. So 70%.
I didn't actually know that. That's interesting. That's per hour.
Yeah, 70% of the actual minimum wage is what you get under 18 in this country. That's unacceptable. Students have to pay rent.
You think there should be the same minimum wage irrespective of age?
I do. I think.
But there are child labour laws too.
Yeah, but when you look at a lot of jobs, so for example, somebody's working in a petrol station, somebody's working maybe in a shop. Do you know, the difference between somebody under the age of 18 and over the age of 18, the tasks at hand, don't differ an awful lot. And I don't think the wages should differ just because they're younger. It wouldn't differ just because of their gender. It wouldn't be acceptable. Same should apply for age.
Now, in your tweet, this is from Perry. I am 20 years old. I am a student. These are all separate lines kind of for effect. I am an entrepreneur. I am a public speaker. I am a media pundit. Right. I work hard. I value my time. I'm great at what I do. Right. I have bills to pay. I have to eat. I have to put clothes on my back. I do not work for free. Well, you see, the point about it is this, that I have travelled this road for 42 years in terms of getting properly compensated for what I do. And I can give you a lot of advice about this. But the golden rule of supply and demand is, if you were to withdraw all your services, would people miss it sufficiently, not get someone else to do it, that say, oh, Harry, I'll pay you. In other words, what are you worth?
Yeah, and look, that's been the discussion, and this has been the debate we've had on Twitter over the last while, and I think generally is that, yeah, look, I suppose you have to ask yourself, my dad always says, you know, if you're willing to work for free, you'll be a busy fool.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's true, and I think that's what we're saying, but I think the case should be that we shouldn't be saying you shouldn't have to work at all, you shouldn't have to do it, and you should wait until somebody's willing to pay you. We should say, you know what, we're going to pay you for your time. And I think it's not about being paid generally, it's about how much they're paying. And I think that's the biggest thing here. It's not that people aren't being paid.
Well, you see,
enough.
I mean, like, let's be fair about this. I mean, the point is this, that when you start out, there obviously is a cost to an employer of training dumbasses, you know, to make coffee, dumbasses not to muck up on things. In other words, that is the whole point of apprenticeships. You don't go from A to Z in one go. And everyone went through this, believe it or not. Everyone learned by their mistakes, and everyone had a trial and error approach to their life and their career and so on. And as you incrementally move up the experience and the ability and knowledge scale, you are worth more. So, I mean, to say now, hold on a second, that Harry at 20 is worth the same as Harry at 30 just is not true. You will be worth more to anyone, either in the gig economy, either as an employee. And I mean, how about the basic thing is, Harry, when I'm looking at, I am a pundit, I am this, why don't you go get a job?
I do have a job. I'm self-employed. And I'm happily employed, but I do other jobs on the side. I'll give you a prime example.
No, I meant a proper job. I mean a proper job that would give a proper salary.
I'm perfectly well paid. I do perfectly fine.
I thought you got to, that you were getting pay.
No, because I'm sick of people asking for no pay. I'll give you a perfect example. You know yourself. You were a 21-year-old TD.
Yeah.
Did you walk into the Dáil and did you say, actually, do you know what? I'm going to take less pay than my other colleagues.
Well, let me tell you.
You've done the exact same job.
I'm glad you brought that.
I'll tell you
what I did. I started out at 17 and I looked up the Yellow Pages to see how I could join Fine Gael. I had no connection. I soldiered as a volunteer and organiser to get a nomination for the council elections and then wheedled my way up. All up to the period, right, from 78, 77 to 81, I was an unpaid volunteer with a view to, I didn't know I was going to be elected as the youngest TD. The point is this, I turned my hobby, my passion into a job. I was going to have a blicker. So what I'm trying to say to you is this, there is a point at which if you love photography and you learn all about it and you do everything about it, you might get a job as a photographer, but you mightn't set out to do that. So, I mean, this idea, hey, I want to front load the money, I'm Harry McCann here. That just, life doesn't work like that.
But it's not that. And the perfect example, I've been starting.
You want it to fall in your lap for nothing. It's the same old snowflake millennial nonsense.
Oh, we're back to the snowflakes. But a perfect example, I've started my first business when I was 15. I'm now 20. I have 5 years worth of experience. Plenty of people are the same as me. I am perfectly experienced enough to get a paid job. And that's what I'm saying. Do you know, the experience and the public attention and all this stuff is great, but if you go to a landlord and try to give them experience as pay for your rent, they'll laugh you out of the building. And that's what we're trying to say.
Like, I'll give you another I'm giving you all this for free. I mean, there's an old business theory. You go in low, you steal the market, and then you up your prices. When I opened up my first betting shop in Swansea in Wales, hadn't a clue. The whole thing was a learning curve. Had about 40 betting shops. This fella, Mike, said, Ivan, can I meet you for a cup of coffee in the hotel off the Kingsway in Swansea? And I didn't know what he was. And he sat down and he said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm 56 years of age. I want to work for you for nothing. Well, by God, did he catch my attention. He had worked with Jack Brown, independent bookmakers, you know, over supervising and looking around and looking after shops. And Ladbrokes had bought the business and they had got rid of him because they had their own people. And you know what? He ended up costing me a fortune. But the fact of the matter is, I recruited him because he started off being for free. Sometimes, do you know what I mean?
You should question why he was free.
No, sir. I actually benefited from him. No, I'm no quibble about it. But what I'm trying to say is this, that, you know, it's the same as the loss leader concept. This idea that you can charge the full whack, it's just naive.
No, it's
You're
not.
Shooting yourself in the
it's
foot.
Not. Look, I appreciate the business one-on-one, but the whole point here is that I know what I'm doing, and this is not for me in particular. The tweet is very simple. To say to other young people that, you know what, if you're an artist, if you're an actor, if you're an actress, if you're a photographer, don't do stuff for free. Get a pay for what you do. You're talented, you're good at what you do. Recognize that and get a pay. You wouldn't sit in here and do this show for free every day. Nobody else should come in here and do it because they're younger, because they're older, because they're a man or a woman, whatever their religion is. And what I'm saying is, if you're a young person, you should get paid for your time no matter what.
But what if you overshoot the runway? What if you say, I want X fee, and you end up, the phone doesn't ring, Harry?
Yeah, but you see, you need to be smart about that. And I'm kind of assuming that young people are stupid and they can't negotiate. I'm well capable of negotiating. Most people my age
I'd say you take the linings out of my pockets. Go on, yeah.
Well, look, you know, I'd like to think I could. But the thing about it is, what we're saying here is that it's not acceptable for somebody, big businesses, million dollar businesses, to come in and say, do you know what, we'll give you nothing but bus fare to come in. I'm saying to every young person, ask for a pay because you deserve a pay and because you're worth it.
All right. And do you think, in response to your tweets, other than, you know, being preoccupied with yourself, what is the general consensus amongst your cohorts and peers?
They have the same issues. I think a lot of them appreciate the opportunity to say, you know what, I actually do have a price, and it's something that I'm really, really struggle with, is saying that, you know what, I need to be paid for my time. And that's what they're all saying. And I actually think it's a really poor reflection on a lot of, I'm not going to say your generation, but older Ireland, in a sense that they're not willing to pay young people for their time. And it's disappointing. And that's what the problem is. And it's very clear from what the responses are, is that people aren't paying young people for their time.
But is it not the case in relation to the specifics of the kind of area you're in, maybe blogging and the sort of punditry and that whole area, that people are prepared to do it for free?
Yeah, look, and you know, that is
so
true.
So therefore, you know, there is a devalued currency. I mean, not only do you have the situation that half of the income that went to journalists and to media is now gone to social media, but a lot of people providing content on social media actually do it for nothing.
Yeah, and look, you know, I don't get paid to sit at home and tweet, or I don't get paid at home to do a lot of stuff. You know, people don't do
that. Are you looking to get paid to tweet?
Well, you know, if anyone wants to, I'm more than happy to, but you know, the case about it is...
Well, are you a chancer?
I'm not a chancer, no, not at all.
A chancer in disguise as some sort of millennial youth worker.
No, I mean, not at all. I am actually 20, I promise you.
Right.
But I think the case here is we have to reiterate this point. If any young person is listening, do not work for free, because you will spend your life listening about things that you shouldn't have to listen to and not getting able to pay bills. And you'll think that
you don't have a price moving forward. I'll give you my final tip.
Another
my final tip. No, my final tip. And I often use this in my motivational tip. Never let the initial terms get in the way of a long-term loving relationship. And by that, I mean a commercial relationship. All right, text me 53106.